Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is he's one of the most highly qualified cybersecurity experts on the planet, and he is the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions, and an attorney, and as I said, one of the most credible and credentialed cybersecurity experts in the world. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's our good friend Scott Arno. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Scott, I don't know where to start, to be honest with you. I mean, we've got a brand new breach this morning, just today, from the retail sector, right?
I only heard the headlines, but yeah, there's yet another one.
Macy's.
There was something from Under Armour over the weekend, I think. Yeah, Macy's,
there's millions of more of these breaches, credit card information stolen. They're already on the dark web. We also woke up today to learn more about the Democrat National Committee and a bunch of Democrat congressmen waived the background check on the people who were running their servers, who were managing the Democrat National Committee's servers and a bunch of members of Congress's servers. And these guys have all kinds of bad news in their credentials. And they wind up stealing a server, and these are Pakistanis. You know about that? This has been in the news for a while now, but these are members of Congress and our political entities who have been just basically being lax in protecting information, national security information.
I haven't come across that in any of the technical stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. That's been going on for months now, but it's big in the news today. And, of course, you got to watch something besides MSNBC to catch this. But what I'm getting at is
– I tend to go more with the CyberWire and automation world. I read lots of fun stuff.
Right. But all I'm getting at is it just seems like things aren't getting better. It just seems like we're not learning anything. We're not fixing anything. I don't understand. What's going on? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned MSNBC. To an extent, that's kind of part of the trick here, is that we're getting multiple sort of versions of the news. So if you, let's say you watch more MSNBC and whatever the left side stuff is versus, say, you watch Fox and whatever the right side stuff is, you're going to get different versions of facts, and that's a huge problem.
But this thing on the Pakistani, that came from an IG inspection. I mean, that's not editorializing. That's okay. A report.
Oh, no, it's not a matter of, like, oh, it must have been just those guys. I haven't seen it, so I don't want to give some sort of detailed answer because I will not know what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's the first one to say it. What I find a concern here, we had talked about it before going on air. There was a recent report that came out from the Computer Emergency Readiness Team from the U.S. Noting a warning relating to findings from DHS and the FBI on infiltration of U.S. control systems, industrial control systems, or ICS, which is a massive problem. The thing is, it's coming clearly from Russia. So what that also indicates is that one side's going to cast it one way, another side's going to cast it another way.
Right.
That's a huge problem. And to an extent, I think that's literally part of the attack. It's
well,
to throw us off because we're so busy arguing with each other, we're not doing things to prevent the attack.
Well, that's exactly right. So what we have here, and this comes back to what the report that I was talking about with the DCCC, with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Her organization was playing fast and loose with all this. And apparently there may be some Republicans caught up in it too. So I'm not trying to make this a partisan thing, but the point is that these entities, these political entities, are more interested in playing gotcha with the other side than they are in protecting the country.
Yeah, the finger pointing is really fun, isn't it?
Well,
you can recognize a real problem, and the immediate thought for a lot of folks is, well, how can I blame the people I don't like?
Well, that's right. I mean, and when there's a political issue, when there's a political issue like cybersecurity, they can't solve the problem for wondering, how do I game this so that we win and they lose? I mean, we're all Americans. We're all trying to protect ourselves, and they're supposed to be representing all of us, not just one side of. You know, they've got people on both sides of the aisle in their districts. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get more into some more details on this with our good friend Scott Arno. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.